AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn, and FBI agents recovering from being shot near Denver, Colorado. Special Agent in Charge Michael Rankin says that agent was serving a warrant on a bank robbery suspect who opened fire, then barricaded himself in a motel room.
After a significant amount of time, agents and task force officers cleared the hotel room, and the subject was found deceased.
The agent who was shot in the leg is expected to be okay. The U.S. military is tightening base security, raising the threat level up a notch. Top brass say there is no specific threat, just the overall terrorism outlook. A terrorism plot disrupted in Australia with the arrest of a 17-year-old who is allegedly making bombs to deploy in Melbourne. Prime Minister Tony Abbott says this is becoming all too common.
We know that we face a very serious terror threat, a very serious terror threat.
Officials in Shawnee, Oklahoma are keeping their eyes on a dam that's about to overflow after days of severe storms and heavy rain. The Red Cross has set up a shelter for residents who need higher ground.
Gone to door to door by police and fire. They know the shelter is here. They're more than welcome to come.
It's looking like a stormy weekend for the Carolinas. Tropical storm Anna's winds have strengthened, top sustained winds at 60 miles an hour. The system is centered about 140 miles southeast of Myrtle Beach. President Obama has campaigned at Nike headquarters in Oregon for a trans-Pacific trade agreement that would help open up commerce. Then he went to South Dakota. There's a reason why.
I am thrilled to be here. I have now been to all 50 states as president, and I was saving the best for last.
In his radio address, the president saluted veterans who took part in the defeat of Nazi forces 70 years ago. This is AP Radio News. The man accused of killing Eitan Peetz in New York City in 1979 will be in court next month. Our Warren Levinson reports a jury deadlocked in the murder trial on Friday.
After 11 weeks of testimony, 60 witnesses, and 3 weeks of jury deliberation, a wrenching 36-year-old child disappearance case remains unresolved. Stan Pate said he was bitterly disappointed after a jury split 11-1 in favor of convicting Pedro Hernandez of the kidnapping and murder of his 6-year-old son. Defense attorney Harvey Fishbein says he understands, but
there's only a resolution if the correct man is held responsible, and we firmly believe that Pedro Hernandez is not the right man.
Hernandez, a teenage store clerk in 1979, confessed 3 years ago. Fishbein says his confessions were a fiction created by mental illness. Prosecutors say they'll try the case again. Warren Levinson, New York.
Bird flu continues to spread in Iowa. Agriculture officials say another 4 million chickens have been affected. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.